was a good friend of mine.
Hello and welcome to the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. My name is Kyle Case, and I'll be your host on this amazing journey as we attempt to help you get the most out of your life. Joining me over Zoom today is my co-pilot, Lil Barron.
Hey, Mr. Case.
Lil Barron.
So, why am I on Zoom, Kyle?
I thought we would all sitting next to you. I thought we would just all join by Zoom today because I'm in Hawaii.
I know. And I'm kind of sad about that.
Yeah, but good for you. Taking a little vacation and just trying to enjoy ourselves. But we didn't want to miss an opportunity to talk about the active life and all the good things that go along with that. So last week, Lil, you remember that we mentioned that we have our 35th anniversary this year. We mentioned several things, but that was one of the things that we mentioned.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay.
And as our 35th anniversary, it's a big anniversary, 35 years, kind of one of magnitude. So we decided early on that we were going to celebrate all year long, and we definitely plan to do that. And one of the many ways that we have planned to celebrate is to give away 35 registration fee waivers for the games. So if you're interested in getting your registration fee waived for the Huntsman World Senior Games, there's several things that you can do. Number one, follow us on social media. We're going to be announcing different contests and competitions, different ways that you can earn these registration fees. So if you want to be in the loop, all you have to do is do a search on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter for the Huntsman World Senior Games. You want to be sure to follow us on all those platforms because we're going to have different competitions, different contests, different ways to win these waivers on all those platforms. And then throughout the registration season, we're going to send out you know, just different ways to take advantage of it. And just a reminder that registration is open clear up until September 1st. So we're going to have, again, 35 different waivers that we're going to give away, lots of different ways to do that, a variety of different ways. So follow us on social media, first of all. Second of all, we want to say hi and thank you to our loyal listeners of the Active Life as well and give you a chance to get a waiver. It's going to be very easy. All you have to do is send us an email at activelife@seniorgames.net. I'm going to say that one more time, activelife@seniorgames.net. We want you to tell us what you like about the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. It can be a paragraph. It can be a sentence. Lil, it can even be one word.
And if, okay.
If that word is Lil, that's enough. We just want to know.
Right.
We just want to know what you like about the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. We want to hear from you. We've already had a handful of people who have sent us an email. People like Pat, who says, the active life makes me feel connected to senior athletes from all over. We had a comment. We had a comment from Gary, who was actually the one who confirmed that both Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney are still alive and kicking. If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to last week's episode.
Yeah.
We got a little lost there for just a second, but happy to report that Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney are still around and still with us. And we're having some fun with this. So we decided we're going to extend the deadline. Everyone who enters before April 1st will be entered in a drawing to win a registration waiver. So go ahead and join those who have already sent in, like Pat and Gary. And we're going to extend it till April 1st. And then we're going to take a drawing of those that send in what they love about the Active Life podcast, radio show, however you're listening to it. And that'll give you, if you're drawn out, that'll give you a waiver for the 2022 games for your registration fee. So once again, send us an email to activelife@seniorgames.net. Tell us what you like about the show and you'll be entered to win.
So Kyle, I have a question that maybe the listeners will have a question. So what if they've already registered?
Great question. And we want to be fair across the board. So if you have already registered, we will refund your registration fee.
Nice.
If you have yet to register, then we'll give you a special code that you can use when you register to have that fee waived. So if you've already registered, don't worry about it. Go ahead and enter the contest. And if you get drawn out, we're going to just send you a refund right back to you the way that you paid. So great question.
Perfect. I wanted people to know that just in case they, I already registered, so I'm not going to play.
No, let us know what you
I want
like about the
everyone to
game.
play.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely want to do that. So, Lil, today's guest, we have a repeat guest, one of our favorites.
Yes.
Camilla Clausen from the Intermountain LiveWell Center is joining us today. Camilla, how are you doing?
I am so good. I just had to Google Ringo Starr. I was like, really? He's 81. I was a doubter. Ringo, one of the most understated. He's like, he flies under the radar, but he wrote Here Comes the Sun, which is one of my favorite Beatles songs. Yes. So, I love Ringo.
There you go. In fact, so George Harrison was kind of known as the quiet one. That's what started this whole conversation, as we were talking about things that had happened in 1987. And George Harrison had another big hit that came out in 1987 of
It was George Harrison that wrote Here Comes the Sun.
It could have been Ringo. I don't know. Once again, here we are, uninformed, unresearched.
Goodness. So George Harrison, I think he may have been, what do I know?
He may have been. I don't know. Regardless, these guys, these collective four have done wonders to the music industry for sure. And one thing I do know for sure is that Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney are still alive.
Yes, I just Googled it. That is true.
And George Harrison did write Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Which is a great tune. There's no question about
Oh,
that.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
Poor Ringo.
Yeah. Well,
wasn't
Camilla,
he the drummer?
He was. Ringo was the drummer. Ringo was the drummer for sure. So anyway, moving on from our critique of Beatles music. The active life. We're glad that you joined us again, Camilla. And we were just saying off the air, one of the things that I like about your approach to wellness is your holistic approach. I think, you know, a lot of times there's value in focusing in on a certain specific area, but there's also real value in understanding the holistic approach and the way things work together. So we're excited to visit with you. I feel like that's what your specialty is to kind of back away a little bit, take a few steps back and take a holistic approach to the whole thing. But you sent us some talking points, and there were several things that I thought were really interesting. One of the things that you said, Camilla, is that motivation is a myth. Now, what do you mean by that? Explain that just a little bit.
Motivation is a myth because if we waited to be motivated to do something, I don't know about you guys, but motivation comes really few and far between for me. There are, like, it's that perfect storm where maybe you ate the right things the day before and got good sleep. And then it's like, oh my gosh, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I've already done laundry and run and done this. And then the next day after you've had a really productive day, you're like, can I just lay on the couch today? Motivation, if you're like waiting for motivation, it really doesn't just come spontaneous. It actually, you have to create your motivation. And I was trying to find ways to shortcut that because we can't just not do anything and wait for the mood to strike. So as I was studying, mental health and wellness and the things that I've been studying over the last a year and a half with my master's program, I realized that if you can find dedication to just a few core things that matter to you personally, that dedication of, I am not going to break this promise to myself, that if you have just a few things you can focus on, that motivation finds you more often because the dedication that you've put in.
I really like that concept. Because, and I think we've all done this, you know, we've all sat around and acknowledged, you know, I'm just not feeling motivated today. I'm just not feeling up to it. I'm just not feeling. And, you know, like I said, I know we've all done this, but your point is so true that if we're sitting around waiting for that motivation to come, it's going to be very sporadic. But the dedication and the commitment to yourself or to a goal, or to, you know, another person, whatever it is, that dedication and that commitment, it seems to be much more of a driving force than waiting to feel motivated, right?
Right. And something that I had to look at was I was in burnout. Burnout is actually a real condition that can be diagnosed now. It's not just like a throwaway term. It's actually something that physicians and psychologists are you know, diagnosing people with. It's a real thing. And so I was in a state of burnout this last year, like true burnout, because I was getting my master's degree. I'm a mother of three boys. I was working two jobs. I'm married. And then all the other things. And I realized that I had all the symptoms of burnout. Fitness is my life. I love fitness. It's been the one constant in my life. And I was talking to my best friend. I said, Sarah, how do you wake up no matter what and go running every morning? I said, how do you do that? I just don't even, like, it had lost me, even though I have dedicated the last 20 plus years to fitness. And she said, it's not the running, it's the reward after. I know I'm going to have energy, even if I'm exhausted, if I just force myself. So I was like, okay, that's that dedication. It's the dedication that this is what she does, come hell or high water. Excuse me, you can edit that out. And then she, it's the, I'm going to do this because of the payoff. And that's, you know, it really has worked for her. And so I just started. I'm like, okay, if there's one thing that I'm going to promise myself, it's to create energy by exercise. So I was like, exercise to me is that dedication, that one thing that's going to then launch the rest of my day, at least put me on the right path. It looks different. It's not running. It could be stretching. It could be walking. It doesn't have to look the same for everyone, but just moving my body is the promise.
I like that.
I do too.
Yeah, recognizing the reward and then being dedicated to it. I love it. I mentioned earlier at the beginning that your approach to wellness is kind of holistic. You said that wellness is made up of eight different dimensions. Let's talk about that just a little bit, because I like that approach.
It's, oh gosh, we love, humans love numbers, like three steps to happiness, the shortcuts to this or that. And eight is a lot. And so when I was learning about the eight elements of wellness, I was like, eight, how could there be eight? So we realized that another myth that we buy into is that there's such thing as balance, work-life balance and your spiritual balance and putting all that in there. That's, I don't believe in balance. I believe that that's a myth as well. I believe that there's times of juggling more than balance, because there's always going to be a ball up in the air. You don't always hold all of your things equally. If you're dedicated to your work, there's something's going to fall by the wayside. So that eight elements of balance or wellness, to name a few, there's physical, emotional, environmental, professional. I should know them off the top of my head.
That's okay.
Spiritual, social, emotional, physical.
Financial.
Yeah, financial is in there as well. I mean, if you go back to, you know, psychology 101, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it's that physical base at the bottom where, you know, food, shelter, clothing, and the more things that you build upon, then you come to that spiritual realization or being able to add on. So I was trying to look at these eight elements, and then I realized, okay, there's not eight that you just have to, okay, I'm going to focus this much on my financial, this much on my physical, and try to juggle all of this. They really are kind of like a cycle or a circle effect. When I take, and so I was like, where do I start? Which one is the most important to me? If my financial is the one that's burdening me the most, perhaps if I dump a lot of energy into that, then it's going to free up more time. Like, okay, I'm financially grounded. I can like pick some time now to put into my health or into my spiritual. So mine for me was, okay, emotional and physical. So if I put that exercise first, so exercise is my shortcut. I'm going to exercise, get my endorphins going, and then that bleeds into my emotional. And if my emotional is a little bit more well-balanced and my health is a little bit more well-balanced, I might have more energy to go into social situations and provide more positive effect on my friends and my family. I can go into my job a little bit more well. So it's just that domino effect of like, okay, this is my shortcut. And it can look different for everyone. And one is not more important than the other. Like, they're all important. That's why whoever the higher ups thought that, you know, there were eight things to make us emotionally and, you know, well is a lack of disease if you want to define it, but we all kind of know that catchphrase of, you know, wellness.
Yeah, wellness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like that. I like that. If you're looking at it as a circle, like a pie chart, that on any given day, these slices of the pie are going to be different sizes.
Absolutely.
Depending on where you're at. And yet, regardless of how big one slice is compared to another slice, they're all still part of the same pie, right?
Right. Yep.
And so you watch these lines kind of rotate back and forth. And just as you said, like, you know, maybe today is the day that I'm really going to focus on my physical and I'm, you know, not going to be too worried about, you know, my occupational or whatever it is, but it doesn't disappear. It doesn't go away. It's still part of that circle that everything is a part of.
I mean, we've all had a bad day at work where we know that we have to go take a walk around the block. We have to, like, you know, get away from the project and take a breather. And so it's, you know, we can talk about it in a 24-hour period, but I mean, sometimes that pie chart's there minute by minute, and those lines move, you know, with every conversation we have. And it's that, don't say the word balance. It's that juggle of all the things.
Yeah. So I really like that concept, and, you know, and I like it because whether you think that it's a theory that applies to you or not, like it just does. Like, it's just life, right?
I mean, right.
You don't get a choice.
No man is an island. We cannot, we cannot escape it.
Yeah. And so all these pieces are pieces of us. And then, you know, collectively, we're just trying to, I like your analogy of the juggling too, just juggle our way through life. And you know, just because we spend a little bit more time on one area, that doesn't mean that we're unsuccessful or that we're unwell. It's the area that needed a little bit more attention. And then those lines are going to slide throughout the minute, throughout our life.
Yeah, well, sorry to cut you off. We've got so many analogies going. We've got balls in the air. We've got pie charts. We've got all these things. And so it sounds kind of crazy. And, you know, I take this stuff from things that I read. And so it's just finding something that works for everyone, however you need to visualize it. Because I know that I have felt so overwhelmed from having to juggle so many things, and that guilt, there's always the human guilt side of, like, I'm letting something drop. But there's a time and a season for all the things. And sometimes physical injuries or disease or things that are pressing on us, we get depressed really easy because we think everything else is, like, neglected. Oh my gosh, I'm never going to run again. I'm never going to cycle again. I'm never going to do the things that I want to do. But it's just that this part of your element of wellness that needs the most. I mean, think about people who have financial loss of businesses. I mean, I have family, speaking of Hawaii, I have family that live in Maui, and COVID shut their business down. They lost their dream home, and they didn't foresee that, but now they're rebuilding their financial. That is their part of wellness now that is number one. And so it just, it comes and goes, and it doesn't mean it has to be like that forever. It's just, you're not letting anyone down. You're focusing on what is most pressing
right
at that time. Yeah. And again,
I also like the idea of, you know, not calling it having balance in everything, because sometimes you feel guilty because I'm not balanced in everything in my life. And you just gave me the okay to not be balanced in everything in my life, you know, because it is going to be ups and downs on all parts of that spectrum. So
I have never felt balanced. I've never felt balanced.
Me either. And I've always felt guilty.
Yes. There is always something that you feel will, you have to give yourself permission to be like, okay, later, you know, that'll come later.
No, I like this. I like this discussion, and I like where we're going, but I also feel like it's a little bit kind of,
hippie.
Abstract. Well, a little hippie, maybe a little abstract, a little bit new age, you know, but there's actually science that backs this up, right? Like the research shows that we kind of think of our consciousness or our overall well-being as what happens in our brain, but they're finding that that's not really the case, right?
Yeah. So what was so exciting in my studies recently was learning that our immune system, we has a conscience. So our immune system is intelligent. It knows when we are run down. So the physicians at Mount Sinai School of Medicine were realizing that our consciousness is not just the cells in our brain, that every cell in our body is communicating to our existence. So that means that, like, everyone says, oh, like, you're going to get run down, your immune system's getting run down. It really is your cells in your entire body communicating and knowing that there's a lack. So I was really excited to learn that it's not just with psychology too. It's like they're learning that when we stress, it suppresses our immune system. And everybody's like, oh, I don't see how that's really happening. But the stress really is communicating to the whole body. The whole body is made up of those things, of physical, emotional, social. The studies show that, this is a horrible example, but, you know, a spouse that's been married for 80 years and they lose their spouse, it's not soon after that depression sets in and the decline of life comes really quick. That depression, stress, and things like that are actually connected to our well-being and our health. We are the same. Our mind and body are the same. They require the same things. Food, water, sunshine, love, all those things. It's not just a physical or an emotional thing. It's all the same. And I know that still sounds abstract. I wish I had a better way to explain it. But it's going back to that, you know, exercise makes you feel more motivated to dig into other aspects of your life. Find the thing that you love. If work is it, then, you know, being able to realize that, you know, if I want to keep working, if work is what fuels me, I'm going to have to eat right. I'm going to have to look at a higher power. I mean, this is a horrible example too. I'm just full of them today, but people who, like, alcoholics, people who go to AA, sobriety is one thing, but one of the first things that they do is they learn they have to turn it all over to a higher power. Whatever you believe in, you've got to turn this over. This is beyond me. And it's taking that leap of faith, that blind faith, that even though the things that I'm talking about today sound abstract, if you're in a place right now where motivation isn't finding you and you feel down, overwhelmed, burnt out, you're going to have to try something. And maybe that something looks like something you've never done before. Like sit in a chair and just meditate, listen to yourself, breathe, be in the moment for a second, be open to the fact that your immune system really does have a conscience, that a mind of its own, that these cells are part of your whole well-being. So
yeah, so that just, it really doesn't make sense. It just that everything is so connected, and we see that in so many aspects of health and wellness. You know, like what's good for your heart is good for your mind. You know, we see those elements so apparent in so many ways, and so it would make sense that this wholeness would encompass every element, all of the elements of wellness. So Camilla, thank you. That's all the time that we've got to visit with you, but we'd love to have you come back and explore some of these hippie ideas a little bit more.
And get me off my guilt trips. I love that. Come back anytime.
This is probably the last time you're like, nope, she said too many weird analogies.
Not at all. No, all good stuff. Really interesting stuff. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, you speak our language. Keep coming back.
Sure. Lil, that's great stuff.
Yes.
This is really very good. I just want to share a couple of quick reminders as we wrap ourselves up here. Okay. The biggest one being that registration is now open. It opened on March 1st. And already some of our sports have reached participation caps. In fact, we've already registered almost 1,000 people. 936 is where we were at. So don't miss out. Get registered today. If your sport has closed, get yourself on a waiting list. We're going to do everything we can to get as many athletes into the games, but we can't do it if you're not on a waiting list. So don't be frustrated. Right. Just get on the waiting list. And all that information on how to register is available at seniorgames.net. We want to remind everybody to tune in live next and every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time on AM 1450 or FM 93.1 for the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. We, of course, take this live show and turn it into a podcast, and you can subscribe anywhere that podcasts are found. If you are listening by podcast, take a moment and give us a rating or write a quick review. And again, you can find this and previous shows right on our website, which is seniorgames.net. So check that out. Today's inspirational thought, Lil.
Okay.
Sometimes you forget you're awesome. So this is your reminder.
Oh.
Until next Thursday, stay active.